Hi, and welcome. This just happens to be the good stuff that you've tuned into. This is Mike and Kim Burge. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are we doing today?
Very good, very good. Hey, did you know that Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for all kinds of agriculture items, information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of their weekly coverage. Tri-State Livestock News, you know, it is what ranchers read.
You know, I heard that somewhere.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I heard that right here on The Good Stuff.
I think you're right, indeed.
I have a story today about my test results.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting.
Should I start with that?
Yeah, you go ahead and kick it off.
This was from Denny, okay? The test results is called, thankfully not mine.
Okay. Duly noted.
Yep. Thought I'd let my doctor check me because I didn't feel quite right. And all those aches and pains annoyed me and I couldn't sleep at night. He could find no real disorder, but he wouldn't let it rest. What with Medicare and Blue Cross, we would do a couple tests. To the hospital he sent me, though I didn't feel that bad, he arranged for them to give me every test that could be had. He fluoroscoped and cystoscoped in my aging frame displayed, stripped on an ice-cold table while my gizzards were x-rayed. I was checked for worms and parasites, for fungus and the crud, while they pierced me with long needles taking samples of my blood. Doctors came to check me over, probed and pushed and poked around, and to make sure I was living, then they wired me for sound. They finally concluded their results had filled a page. What I have will someday kill me. My affliction is old age.
Oh, man.
Something to look forward to,
yeah,
I guess.
Boy, you had me there. Okay, I've got one. Well, I guess we've kind of got a theme today. This is a poem as well, and it's kind of about being old. Sitting alone in an old rocking chair, I saw an old mother with silvery hair. She seemed so neglected by those who cared, rocking alone in the old rocking chair. Her hands were all calloused and wrinkled and old. A life of hard work was the story that they told. And I thought of angels as I saw her there, rocking alone in the old rocking chair. Bless her old heart, do you think she'd complain? Though life has been bitter, she'd live it again and carry that cross that is more than her share, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. It wouldn't take much just to gladden her heart, just some small remembrance on somebody's part. A letter would brighten her empty life there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. I know some youngsters in the orphan's home who'd think they owned heaven if she was their own. They'd never be willing to let her sit there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. I look at her and I think, what a shame, the ones who forgot her. She loves just the same. And I think of angels as I see her there, rocking alone in the old rocking chair.
Huh. You don't know the author on that?
Actually, Bob Miller.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Do they still make SOS pads?
I don't know.
Why is there no period behind the second S in SOS pads?
I didn't know there wasn't.
I don't know. SOS pads were invented in 1917 by Irwin W. Cox, a door-to-door salesman who sold aluminum pots and pans. Cox produced his pads by hand-dipping them in soap in his own basement. Originally, his motive in creating the pads was merely to make sure that his cookware sparkled so that customers would be more likely to buy them. How did he come up with the name of his product? One source we contacted at SOS said that Mrs. Cox is often given credit for the name, which she considered appropriate because it is universal call for help, and it's also the first letters of Save Our Saucepans. Irwin Cox applied for a trademark for SOS, but was denied because the abbreviation duplicated the internationally recognized distress signal. By eliminating the last period, Cox satisfied trademark requirements and was left with a subtle difference that is noted only by the most astute observers.
Well, that throws me out of the pot. I am not an astute observer.
Now you know why there is no period after the second S in
That's
SOS.
Right. And we know the history of SOS.
Yeah. Learned it.
Yep. Isn't that interesting? So many of those things that we just take for granted, never think about, have great stories. The most valuable of all talents is that of never using two words when one would do.
Oh, don't overtalk.
That's right.
Huh.
Now what do we do?
Well, I'm not sure. I guess maybe we need to wrap it up now. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Good Stuff program here on your local radio station. Thanks for listening out there in Lemon, South Dakota in KBJM 1400 AM. Send things to us at kimhburge@gmail.com. You've been listening to the Good Stuff.